before I begin this short message, I was just feeling really, I think, called or led to say to folks as I see them, I'm so glad you're here. And I don't know if I've been able to say I'm so glad you're here to each and every one of you, but if you would, just right quick, if you just turn to somebody and say, hey, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. That's it. It's simple enough. Hey, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Glad you're here. Isn't that nice? Glad you're here. I invite you to pray with me and for me as I begin this message. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Oh God, you are our strength and our redeemer. We are here because you are here. So God, in this time together, may we come into a deeper understanding and awareness of your presence. God, we love you. We pray these things in your name. Amen. This morning is all about our finest gifts that we bring. Our finest gifts. And it's a time that we're reminded of giving and receiving the gifts that we're planning. There's probably gifts under your Christmas tree. Gifts that you have gone shopping for. Sometimes Amazon is the hero this time of year because the things just come and then you just get to wrap them, put them under the tree. And it's just such a wonderful time of expecting and preparing and looking forward and of giving and receiving. And of course we remember the greatest gift of all, the baby that we're expecting this time of year that we'll celebrate on Christmas Eve, this wonderful time of giving and receiving. And it makes me think, I know this is a little early, we were supposed to wait till Epiphany to talk about this, but I think about the Magi and how much they teach us about giving this time of year. And I was visiting the scripture in Matthew's gospel and really seeing things in it this year that I'd never noticed before. I've seen it all my life, and I know you have too. And so we turn to the second chapter in Matthew's gospel as we look at the description of the Magi. You know, the wise men, they came and they saw the star in the east, and they came and imagined that the king would live in the palace. And so they went to Jerusalem and met with Herod, and that was probably a bad idea because Herod got all twitchy about it, you know. And they found out from the scribes that the baby was to be born in Bethlehem. And then our scripture begins, as they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, when we look at this passage and we see the verbs in it, it's interesting and really helps us to learn more about it. When they saw the star, now this word for saw is more than just like, you know, my eyes fixed on it. It's the idea of discerning carefully. They're really carefully considering this. And I always wonder about the mystery behind the Magi. Who are these people that are coming from a distant place, taking this long journey to get to Bethlehem? When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. And the Greek here for overjoyed is they rejoiced with joy. Wow. Rejoice. You think about the times in your life when you've rejoiced with joy. That's like a double-double, right? Rejoicing with joy. Joyfully rejoicing, joyously. Overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child. They didn't send the gifts and stay far away. I never really noticed that. Of course, well, duh, they came. Yeah, but they came. They went. They didn't just send for it. There was no Amazon to send the gifts, a packet. And you know, I think if they were the we three kings of Orient, if they were the three kings, they could have had some service people bring the gifts. I hear there's a kid somewhere to be born. Let's send him some gifts. And they stayed in the castle and wherever. No, they took the journey. And that's the first thing I wanted to lift up about this. They were present. They were there, actually there, in the house. And by then, maybe there's a house. There's not a barn anymore. On coming to the house, it's a dwelling place. It could also mean family. On coming to the family, they saw the child. And the word for saw, again, is they carefully discerned that this was the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Now these are kings, these are wise men, they're magi, and yet they humbled themselves. They bowed down. They are present and they are humble. Then it says they worshiped. And part of their worship was to give. But not only does it say they give, there's another verb here. They opened. They opened their treasures. You know, I kind of never really saw that verb there. Here you go. You know, unwrap it yourself. No, they opened their treasures. So these verbs are, they're present. They actually came. They're humble and they're open. Well, what a lot that has to teach us about how we give, how we worship, how we are to approach the Christ with ourselves, with humility, and with openness. I have to admit, it's that time of year where I think about giving, and I want to give good gifts, and I know that you do too. And really, honestly, I know it's cliche, but it's the thought that counts. It really is. It's not the material stuff so much as the thought behind it. There's love behind these gifts that we give, right? We give because we want to bless someone that we care about. And this time of year, we think about those that have blessed us, those that were so dear to us, that gave us their presence. They gave us who they are. And many of them are no longer with us. They've gone to have Christmas with Jesus. I love to imagine that. Our loved ones that are now celebrating the birth of the Savior with Jesus in heaven. And I think about how they touch our lives and how that gift is still active and present in our lives today, and how they encourage us to live full lives and to give these wonderful gifts of ourselves, right? And how they want us to see that in these moments together, and in these candle-lit moments of glory, that heaven is here. This is very close. That we get to have these little glimpses of Christ with us within our time of being together, within our families, within the whole season. I caught a glimpse of that a week or so ago. I wasn't even all that present, tell you the truth. I was on my phone, and I was walking around the campus here, as I do. I don't sit still very long. And I'm on my phone, and I'm answering some texts, and I come around the corner there, and I reply to somebody, and then it's I keep getting these calls, and I don't know the number, and it's a robocall. That happens. Oh, robocall. And I come around the corner, and there's this class of little kids there from the day school, and the teacher was a substitute, and so when she saw me, she said, "Sir, can I help you?" Well, I didn't have my name tag on, so yeah, put my name tag on. I was, oh, I'm the pastor, and these kids know me. I know these kids from chapel, and they said, oh, Pastor Dan, and they come running, and they all kind of line up, and they did the best job of not speaking over one another. They're like, I'm practicing listening, and they're talking, but I have pajamas on, Pastor Dan, and so they have this sort of banter with me, and then the neatest thing happens. One of the kids sees a beautiful fallen leaf that they picked it up and handed it to me as a gift. Here, I have something for you. Handed me a fallen leaf. And then the next one said, oh, I could get it better than that. I'll grab him, get him a leaf. And so then I had all these leaves, and they're piling up. I thought it was so cool. I took a picture with my phone of the leaves, and there's the picture. One right after the other, handing me these leaves. And as if it was just this reverence. And here, I think you'll like this leaf. And each leaf, oh, they were the prettiest dead leaves you've ever seen. One right after the other, they all stacked up. And with each one, I thank you so much. Oh, how thoughtful of you and of you and of you. And then I had this handful of leaves, and the teacher shepherded the kids back into the school, and I went around the corner, you know, carefully and reverently laid the gifts down prayerfully in the prayer garden area, where I know that is a sacred place where many times perhaps ashes have been scattered of loved ones. And with that same reverence, I laid down the gifts. And I thought a lot about that word, reverent. We were at Boy Scouts last week, and the scout master said, boys, a scout is reverent. What does it mean to be reverent? It means a deep respect, a solemn respect and honor as being reverent. Last week, our youth went and caroled to some of our esteemed elders, and it was so interesting because each person that we caroled for, each family that we sang to, they gave us a gift. They wanted to offer a gift. It was a plate of cookies. It was little bags. It was a big bag of M&Ms. And you know, I noticed those kind of gifts because my kids eat a lot of sugar. And so I was like, great, cookies. More cookies. But it was this idea they wanted to give us a gift. And we wanted to give a gift too. But you know, the gift that we gave, it wasn't that we sang all that well. Right? Yeah. It wasn't that the songs were all that beautifully sung, but it was that it was shared. You see, what is shared is savored. Present. Humble. And open. The wondrous gift is given and received.